fallen overboard, said the captain. Gentlemen, we'll do better without him.
But we were without a first officer. Mr. Trelawney had been to sea before, and knew enough to be useful. And one of the men, Israel Hands, was a careful and experienced seaman who was able to help with almost anything. He was a great friend of Long John Silver. All the crew liked and even obeyed Silver, and he was always pleased to see me in the kitchen, which he kept as clean as a new pin. He kept his parrot in a cage in the corner.
I call him Captain Flint, he told me, after the famous pirate.
And the parrot used to scream,
Pieces of bait! Pieces of bait! Pieces of bait!
The captain and Mr. Trelawney still did not like each other, and the squire didn't try to hide it. The captain spoke few words, but agreed that the crew were better than he'd hoped for, and that the ship was a fine one.